You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Before anything else, Tam, I think we got to do a little celebrating.
Yes, right. We do. Oh my, okay, oh one, two.
Two.
Oh, oh, no! Wow! It's all over me.
Of course it did. Cheers.
Here, hold on. Let me clean up this mess that I'm sitting in a bottle of champagne now. Okay.
You are a hot mess. With
okay. Cheers. Would it go up your nose? You're such a dick. Of course it went up your nose. Okay, Teddy, I have one thing to say. All rise. The judge is back and drama's in session.
So good. Is that going to be the tagline?
Well, that's my tagline today.
That's the one we're pitching. That's the one. Tam, I am so excited for you. I mean, you're made to do this. Congratulations. For those curious, make the official announcement again.
I am back, bitches.
With even more opinions. And I am so, so excited for you. And I have to say, last night on Watch What Happens Live, you know, it touched my little jaded heart.
Oh,
thank you so much. Like it, one, I was laughing so hard. You looked so hot.
Thank you.
So tell us about the reveal.
How did you get everything? Okay. Let me just give you a little backstory. So I've been talking with production for about 2 months now, And I wasn't really sure, were they going to ask me back, not ask me back? I really didn't know. And right after Bronx died, they literally called me and said, Alex called me. He says, I have really bad news for you. And I went, are you kidding me? He goes, the bad news is you're back. And I'm like, oh my God, you're so right. So, you know, it was all kind of like, you know, I was still grieving Bronx, knowing that I'm going back. I didn't even have time for it to sink in at all. So then it was like, it took me about a week, like, oh my God, like I'm back, like, oh my God. And then of course, negotiations and all that crap went on. And then Andy called me and he said, hey, he goes, I really want to announce you're back when you're in New York with Vicky doing Watch What Happens Live. However, it's, you know, that's kind of a little awkward because Vicky was not asked back. And I said, can I please tell her? And he said, yes, you can tell her. Because I wanted it to come from me. I know that it hurts. If the roles were reversed, it would sting. I would be happy for her, but it would sting. It'd be like, why not me, right? But you know what? So many great things going on in my life. I'd be like, okay, cool, whatever. So I called her, told her. She was kind, but she was sad. And so I said, listen, I said, I would love for you to film with me. I know that sounds like, oh, gee, thanks. But, you know, I would love for you to come on as much as you can. And I know they want you to. So who knows what next year will, what will happen next year. Hung up. And I said, please don't, before I hung up, please don't tell anybody. She instantly texted Andy and Andy said, listen, you know, please don't tell anybody. And she, okay, fast forward 2 days. She goes to the Hamptons to this huge charity event that Jill Zarin was throwing. And the next thing I know, Jill Zarin is outing that I'm back on Housewives. And she did it on, she knew exactly what she was doing because she did it on a subscription account on Instagram. I guess there's a new section on Instagram that you can actually get paid.
Oh, like a boost type thing?
Yeah. And I'm like, leave it to her to be the first one to sign up. And right. So she announced it there. And the way that she announced it, it was a little shady. She's like, breaking news, Tamara's back in OC, but my good friend Vicky's not happy. And I'm like, okay, well, it wasn't like, oh, congratulations, Tamara's back. So I lit both their asses up on text that day. I said, this is not your business. This is not for you to announce. Bravo, Andy was trying to, you know, do this big announcement and you just really kind of screwed it up.
Not just that, but like, one, Vicky's betrayed your trust.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell her in advance. You could have blindsided her, but you were a good friend to her and came forward and were honest and tried to protect her feelings, which is hard because of course it's going to sting no matter what. And I empathize with Vicky understanding how she would feel. However, did they plan that together? Do you think that Vicky asked Jill to do it or Jill did that on her own?
I don't know. I'd hope to think that Jill did it on her own, but clearly they had a conversation. Vicky confirming that I was back, which she shouldn't have done. She denies it. She said she had nothing to do with it, but the way it went down was just not a good way. It wasn't like, oh, I've seen in the press that Tamara's back. Congratulations. If she said that, I'd be like, oh, you know, it's been circling and blogging for 2 months now. So it's not how she said it. She made it seem like she was mad because Vicky's not back and I am. And so Jill has been blowing me up, text messages, voicemails. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I always go on there and say breaking news. And I only did it to my subscribers. I'm like, are you delusional?
We all saw it within seconds.
Seconds.
And she knew exactly. You can't play coy when you're trying to get, all of us are attention seekers. Absolutely. Yeah. I am taking accountability for I'm attention seeking as well.
We're all a little bit thirsty.
We're all, you know what? Thirsty is a good thing because it means you
have about what you drink.
But if you're thirsty about yourself and promoting yourself and wanting the best for yourself, that's one thing. But when you're out to try to hurt somebody else's, I don't know, successes, that's what I don't like.
Yeah. Like, well, then get this. Didn't Jill have the balls to say that all of this, because I went on there and gave my own breaking news that Jill was a thirsty bitch. So,
but then you took it down.
Well, I figured it got out there enough. And I thought, okay, I don't really like to post negativity stuff like that on social media. It's not my thing. But when somebody really pisses me off, I'm very impulsive. So I'm like, okay, I got my point across. I'm going to take it down. And then she had the balls to say, My entire charity event was focused on your return and everything that was going on.
That's exactly what she wanted.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, if you're doing a charity event that's supposed to be for Bobby and cancer and all this stuff, why are you talking about me? Why are you doing breaking news as you're walking into the party?
And also then she had her daughter post.
I know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's over. I asked her, I said, please share with me the story that Bravo announced I was returning, because she told me that Bravo announced it. She sent me reality tea.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And I said, are you kidding me right now? And then she's like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. But whatever. Jill's Jill. Jill is thirsty as hell. She'll always be thirsty. So if she gets back on the legacy, I can't wait to announce it.
And then what happened last? So on Watch What Happens Live last night, you said something like, what was the question that Andy asked you? And you responded with Jill using it. Oh, you're the rose and a thorn last night.
Yes. So I think I shared with you the text messages in the group, Ultimate Girls Trip with all ladies, right? So basically what happened about 2 weeks ago, Jorinda called me and she said, did you realize that Jill's selling our likeness and our taglines? And we have pictures of us on her website, which were total copyrighted because they were Peacock's pictures. And I said, no. So I went on there and she was selling all this stuff. And I'm like, this, you know, we all have brands. That's not cool. If I'm going to go and sell an all-in hat on my website, I'm going to ask you first.
Right.
So I got on, Jorinda made a comment, said, Jill, please remove that. That's not cool. And I said the same thing. We all have brands. You can't do that. You have to ask. And then, you know, she backpedaled. Well, I gave you one at Bluestone Manor when we were filming. Well, giving us one and then putting us up on your website, totally two different things. This woman lives in a totally different universe than any of us live in. So Eva got involved. We all got involved. We're like, take it down. And she was arguing with us not to take it down. We're like, take it down.
And did she take it down?
She, you know what? I don't even know, but Jorinda would let me know if she didn't. I think she did.
And then how did she handle it last night when you said that, or 2 nights ago, whatever it is, on Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, she instantly reached out to Bravo PR and was bitching that I said that.
But it's the truth.
I know. But listen, she ain't going to spoil my return ever.
No.
On her, but it's a shitty thing to do.
Cheers. Congratulations. So then how was it decided that you weren't going to announce it while you were on Watch What Happens Live with Vicky?
Out of respect for Vicky, we just thought it wasn't a good thing to do because it would put her in a very uncomfortable position.
For sure.
And so, you know, we were trying to figure out a way to do it while I was here. So Andy said, can you stay an extra day? And then I'll have you ring the doorbell and, you know, you can make an announcement there. I'm like, yeah, sure. So that's how it happened.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change, terms apply.
For the love. There is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Speaking of you and Vicky not knowing any of the guests that you've been with on Watch What Happens Live.
So bad.
Tears were coming out of my eyes. I mean, granted, I didn't either.
But I'm going to say, did you know? Of course, they picked the most difficult ones. It wasn't like they threw up Housewives there or something like that. They threw up like the most difficult possible guests we've ever had.
Well, some not so much. Like there were some blatantly obvious and some I was like, shoot. But then it forced me to go back and look on who I was on Watch What Happens Live with and see if I could. I was like, I need to know if there's only one that I wouldn't have remembered a name. One. I'm not going to say who, but
that should be a new game.
I know it's hard. Okay. So we also have to talk about the feud that's all over the press. You and Vicky fighting on live television.
Over you.
About yours truly.
Yes. I mean, I did get in there that we are the number one podcast right now. Had to throw that in there. And when I didn't see Vicky's face, but I could imagine when Andy brought up two teas in a pod, I'm sure her face dropped.
There's like already memes. She literally went like this.
I was thinking, you know, if Vicky needs to fill in for me for a little bit, you guys can change it to as seen on TV.
Or we could change it to pray for Teddy.
Pray for Teddy, because she likes to do those, you know, swipe up.
Yeah, I was thrilled with it. I was like, great. Speaking of thirst, this is getting us lots of press and I'm just so excited for you, which now we have to get into some Orange County actual questions.
Okay.
Inquiring minds want to know, how does going on Real Housewives of Orange County as a full cast member affect your time on the podcast?
We are in discussions with that right now. Don't know. It's not solid yet. They're thinking it would be too difficult for me to film, record while I'm filming. So we're still in discussions. I'm not going to be gone from it forever. That's for sure. I might have to take a little bit of time away, but we're negotiating that right now.
All right.
Yeah. But I mean, like, don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
I know, Tam, but everybody's like, oh, Teddy is so jealous because now Tam won't be able to do the podcast. I'm like, one, of course, we're going to figure it out. We're also friends and I want what's best for you no matter what. And I know that us together is also best for you. So I feel all right with it. Next question is, how's Eddie feeling about going back?
Okay. So Eddie at the very beginning was so supportive. Like, I'm like, who are you? What is going on? What is your what's going on in that head of yours? I think that he is happy because there's certain cast members I won't name that are no longer on the show that, you know, had said some horrible things about him and just went after our business and did think like he doesn't have to worry about that now because the girls that are on there, except for one of them, it just doesn't go there. So he's been happy. He's excited. And then, you know, it's of course the negotiations go and then it's like, well, no, you know, so we're all good. It's good. He's happy.
And do you think that Girls Trip helped build momentum on having you come back?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do believe that. I think that it was always something that they were possibly thinking about, but the Girls Trip, from what I've heard the feedback, really did me some justice.
And did they ever use the phrasing, you're on pause, or when you got fired, or did you just?
No, I just got the, you're fired. No, no, you know, after I did get let go and Alex and Doug were so sweet about it and didn't agree with the decision. And then when I got home from my trip, Andy called me and he said, listen, he goes, just stay still. He goes, I have a feeling you're going to be back. And then when the first, you know, season, and then the second, I'm like, well, shit, they're not bringing me back, you know? And I'm like, okay, it is what it is. So I wasn't really expecting this. I mean, I wanted it, but I didn't know if it was going to happen. If it didn't happen, I was going to be fine. So I was like not setting myself up for disappointment.
And is there anyone you're most worried about having to film with?
I'm not worried about anybody at all. It's just not who I am when I go into filming like that. I think there's going to be some uncomfortable conversations that are going to happen with a few of the cast members. I think that I'm definitely going to have a deep, hard conversation with Shannon, which is probably going to be emotional. It's going to be hard. It's going to be heated. But I'm hoping at the end of the day that we can resolve what has happened in the past because we were such great friends for so many years.
So do you miss Shannon? Are you excited for it to have the conversation finally?
Yeah, there's times like I know, like she texted me yesterday saying good luck on Watch What Happens Live. So, you know, I miss the friendship. I don't like this stuff that went on. You know, I need answers. Like I need answers to be able to get close to her again.
Do you think that you'll be able to film differently now that you're not going to be on with Vicky?
Yeah, I do. I think, I don't even know if it's a Vicky situation. I think it's just being off the show for 2 years was probably the best thing they could have ever done to me because it really kind of reset me. And I think when Housewives were on for a very long time, they get to a point where they're a professional housewife. Right. You know what to do. You go in, you're programmed, your mind's programmed. And now that programming has been wiped out. I'm like fresh, starting all over. I know it's like riding a bike. There's certain things like I won't do going into it. I won't feel like I have to make good TV. I won't feel like I have to do certain things. I'm going to go. I think Ultimate Girls Trip was so awesome because I went in there. I didn't have anything to lose. I didn't have to worry about, is my contract going to get renewed? Like I'm such a worrier to a fault. So when I did Ultimate Girls Trip, it was like, I'm just going in. I'm just going to be me. And that's how I'm going to go into Housewives.
Well, we all loved that. So that is going to be huge. Which housewife was the first to reach out to congratulate you?
Heather Dubrow.
Of course. Do you think that it was out of precaution or because she's really excited for you?
Well, this is the thing. She reached out to me to just say like, oh, it's about time, you know, something like that. She texts me. And I text Alex immediately because I haven't, like, you'd be so proud of me. Like Annie told me last night, he's like, I'm so proud of you. You haven't said anything. I go, I had to stay off social media because if somebody wrote to me or DM'd me and goes, congratulations, I'll do like thumbs up, heart. You know what I mean? Like help myself. I have like truth serum running through my veins. I have to respond. So I'm like, I had to get off social media because somebody says something and then I blow it. Right. So, wait, what was the question? I forgot.
Heather Dubrow.
Oh yeah. So I talked to Alex. I go, Alex, I go, Heather, like reach out to me. I don't know what to say because I don't know if she knows or not. He goes, she doesn't know yet. She suspects. He goes, just lay low. So I didn't respond. And then when Jill announced it, and it was out, I think Andy told me, yeah, they confirmed it to the cast. So then I responded to her. I said, thank you so much. And that's that.
Interesting. This is a fan question. What would you do if you show up to filming and Gretchen is there?
Walk away. I have no interest in that girl.
Would she have a nose or no nose?
Probably not.
Why use such a filter that you don't have features anymore?
Insecurity.
But don't you see that? That when you post a photo of yourself and you're completely, you don't even have a bump of a nose.
Yeah. It's 1000% just being super insecure in what you look like. Like I'm to the point now where, I mean, I use filters once in a while, but I don't blur my whole face out, but I don't have a problem getting on there with no makeup on. I did it yesterday. Like it is what it is.
Yeah.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
When do you start filming?
Okay, so filming starts next week, but I had a trip. We had a trip planned to Italy and Switzerland. So the day after we start filming, I leave for 9 days. So yeah, but you know, the very first week of filming, there's only one crew. We normally have three crews.
Right, skeleton crew.
Yeah. So there's only like a skeleton crew. And with like, you know, as many housewives as there is, they're not going to miss me. And I have a feeling I'll be doing phone calls from Italy, Lake Como. Like I feel like that's going to happen.
And take me back to when your final episode on the show, who were you? I know you were at odds with Shannon, but no, you weren't with us. No, who were you at odds with when you left?
I've never been close to Emily ever. Like we just different people. I was at odds with Kelly Dodd, but she's no longer on the show.
How has she been about this?
Well, she had sent me a few text messages saying congratulations, and I could not respond at all.
She would have outed it too.
So I haven't responded.
And if you could bring back one ex-OC housewife, who would it be?
Probably maybe Megan. I don't know. There's a Vicky. Vicky, sorry. I forgot about Vicky. Oops, did I say? Sorry, Vic.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And then how do you feel about this?
I mean, that's good for Tamara. She really, I don't know if she has anything else going on, but she really, really wanted to come back. So
that's Dr. Jen.
Well, I have met that woman one time in my life in passing. Just recently, Kate Casey called me or texted me and asked me if I was interested in going to an event at her, whatever, her nail studio.
Med spa.
Whatever.
Nail studio.
And the thing is like, I don't know her. So how does she know what I have going on in my life? And by the way, sweetie, I would love to compare tax returns with you because I have a lot going on in my life. I have a huge company. So back off, bitch. And but just her saying like, oh, she wanted it so bad. How would she know I wanted it so bad when I was asked to film last season and I turned it down? So what makes her believe that I want it so bad? I think it's just another case of a fired, you know, one hit wonder, fired, and now she's going to speak out. But I would have to say that whole conversation she had in that podcast was way more interesting than her entire season on OC. If she would have probably brought that energy, she might not have gotten fired.
I feel like if she wouldn't have been so far up Heather's, you know, then she maybe not would have been fired.
She did not speak at the reunion. Did not speak.
She did not speak. I just think also
huge flop. Huge flop.
Yeah. But what about Noella? Do you wish that she was still on now that you're back?
Noella didn't bother me whatsoever. Like, I mean, I've never filmed with her, but I thought she added a little spice to the show for sure. I was kind of wondering if she came back, would she still bring that same energy? Would she be more relaxed, you know, now that her divorce is over? So I kind of would have liked to see maybe, you know, a friend of or something.
And I saw when you were in New York that you were with Bronwyn.
Yeah. No, well, what happened was I'm here with my girlfriend, Jen Lyson, and we've been friends forever, and she's a New Yorker. So I'm like, okay, Jen, this is your trip. Tell me where we're going to eat. And she goes, let's go to Catch. And so Bronwyn had texted me and saw that I was in New York. She's like, where are you? I go, oh, we're at Catch. She goes, I have a date. Can I stop by? So she just popped in, said hello for a little while, and then left.
Did you meet the new date?
No, she was off to go meet some girl.
Oh, okay. She was off to, all right. Because yeah. I just saw that she broke up with her girlfriend. Okay. What else can you tease for us?
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm serious. Like, this is just hit me so quickly. And with everything I have going on, Dr. Jen, I do have a lot going on. I haven't even had time to process it yet. And I've been like, it's been so like such a secret that it hasn't really sunk in yet.
I know the amount of people that have even reached out to me to be like, is it true? Is it happening? And blah, blah. I'm like, one, Tam would cut my tits off if I told anyone.
I would.
Like, absolutely not. Yeah. I know. Like, I'm not effing with Tam.
Yeah.
But plus I'm just so excited for you. You could see last night, and I can't wait to see tonight. Like, Andy was so happy to have you there with his parents and his mom trying to do an impression of Jill Zarin.
Oh my God, that was killed me. And she kept telling Vicky, you need to put some slacks on. Would you like to take my slacks? Your dress is too short.
Well, you could see her undies.
Well, at commercial break, Andy says, you have to cross your legs. And she's like, why are you seeing? And he's like, yeah, they can see up your dress. So she was very uncomfortable. She was not comfortable. She looked beautiful. I thought
she looked stunning.
I love the dress. I mean, you know, a $3,000 dress will make you look amazing. Right.
Shade.
I mean, it's true. And, it was not her comfort zone. It was very short. When I saw her, I said, oh my God, look at your legs. And she's like, I know, I'm trying to pull it down. I go, that's very short for you. That's not your norm. Cause you're a businesswoman.
Well, speaking of businesswoman, I also was a little bit confused when she said that Steve broke up with her when she was already at Girls Trip. Hadn't they been broken up for a long time? I mean, she also said she never met me, so.
Yeah, they had been broken up for a while and gone back and forth for about a year. So I think what she was basically saying is that he actually moved out.
Okay, so she was still supporting him.
She was still, in so many ways. She was still holding on to the fact that he was going to stay and they were going to, you know, but the end of the day, like, she found a new guy. He seems very nice. And I wish her the best.
And after Watch What Happens Live, because it felt, you could feel the tension between you two.
Well, that's I lit her ass up after what happened in the Hamptons. And I said, you know, why can't you just be happy for me? Why do you have to turn this into what you've turned it into? And she said, I had nothing to do with this. I'm like, okay, how am I going to argue with that? So going in that day, I had not spoke to her. I ran into her at the hotel in the lobby and I grabbed my friend Jen. I'm like, oh my God, Vicky's there, Vicky's there. Oh my God, let's go this way. And at the end of the day, like, I said hi, she said hi, walked in her room. Didn't have much conversation on the trip. Like, we didn't hang out, didn't text. And then hair and makeup we did together. And it was fine. It was a little frosty, but it was okay. And then I felt like once we got to Watch What Happens Live, we were all good and fine and did our job.
And how was it after the show?
After the show, she invited me out to dinner, but I went back. We went back to our room and I soaked my toe in an ice bucket.
Well, yeah. Also, I can't even with your entire week this week. So were you bike? You said you fell over your bike. Were you riding it or you just tripped walking near it?
I was in my bedroom, my office, and I went into the bathroom. I have all my nail stuff because I do my own nails, and I was going to do gel on my toes. And so I had nothing on my feet and I walked out and my stationary bike's in there. It's got a big, long bar that's raised. So my toe got caught underneath that bar, flipped sideways all the way to the side of my foot. And I didn't know, like, I started screaming on the top of my lungs because it hurt so bad. And then Eddie comes running in and I said, I think I broke my toe. Then we both looked down and he goes, oh shit. And I'm like, I felt like I was going to faint because literally the toe was sideways. He goes, I'm popping it back in place. Sit down. So I sit down. He's like, you're ready. And he like popped it back in place. There was a huge pop. I was leaving the next morning. I haven't gone to the doctor. I haven't had an x-ray. I'm like, okay, now the top of my foot is black and blue. I have it wrapped. I don't think there's much they can do for it. But I do leave for Italy on Tuesday. So that's not going to be fun.
Looking, do you want to borrow my knee scooter?
I used to have one. No, I don't. I think I'm just going to, I might get like a, if it still is bothering me next week, I'll, because I can't put a tennis shoe on yet. I put my heel
on. But you could put your ginormous heels on.
Okay. Okay.
And so, then strut on the Watch What Happens Live.
Whatever. I was dying for that. Those YSLs are the tributes. You can run in those. I've had them for like 7 years. You can run. They're so comfortable because they're platform. But the way that my toe went, the heel didn't bother it so much. Yeah. So, but if I do flat or if I raise my foot up, pain. So, I mean,
you might need to get a little boot.
Yeah, I might need to get like a little boot and walk around. Ugh. The last thing I want to do is show up to filming in the first day in a damn boot again.
Well, it's just happened in Atlanta too. Sheree was putting her foot into the boot and it went, bent her toe completely to the side and she broke hers. She's in a boot. They wanted to bedazzle it. No. But speaking of Atlanta, you guys, we are going to be back on Friday recapping all of the Housewife shows that Tam missed this week. So do not worry. Tam isn't going anywhere. We're going to be recapping Beverly Hills, Atlanta, Girls Trip, and Dubai.
Yep.
We are going to have a busy Friday.
And then the very last episode of Ultimate Girls Trip. I watched half of it. It is so good. And yes, one more housewife on that show calls Jill thirsty. So she's going to lose her shit.
Not a good 2 weeks for Jill. But I mean, at least the people are talking about her. So there you go, Jill. Yeah. Got what you wanted.
All right. I did show Andy's mom my new boobs without implants.
Well, the fact that they have both your implants in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Well, your one pair was really big.
Well, they're expanding. It's like gas in there. They're going to pop one day. Watch.
Honestly looked bigger than my head. I was like, Tam had boobs that big?
No, it is the weirdest thing. I even asked my doctor, what the hell was inside me? Because it was saline and it was totally full. And now the implant is expanding and the liquid inside is evaporating. Is that?
Now I'm like, okay, any doctor, boobs.
Please tell me, what does that mean? Because that's what was inside of me. And that was causing me to have so many autoimmune.
Well, I think that's why you're supposed to change them out every 10 years.
They were only a couple years old.
Oh, well, Tam, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. You are reality television gold. And I cannot wait to be recapping Orange County now. I'm excited to watch again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good season. I know who the new girls are. I can't tell you who they are. There's a few new girls.
Do you know any of them?
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. I think they're going to be announced soon after me. So it's an epic cast for sure. I think there's still a little room to tweak it, but it's going to be a really good cast.
It's a comeback. I'm ready.
Yep.
Well, have fun in New York, Tam. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you for sharing with us. And we are excited to recap all the other shows with you guys on Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Leave your thoughts here.
And I'll talk to you Friday.
Bye, Tam.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.